particularly on all the bodies that are on the Earth, since they are either colored or transparent or luminous, and finally on man, since he is the spectator of these objects. Further, to enable you to cast this variety of subjects somewhat into the shade, to express my judgment regarding all the bodies which are commonly denominated mixed or composite might be generated in, among other things, in the discoveries alluded to, inasmuch as besides stars, I knew nothing except fire which produces light. I spared no pains to set forth all that pertains to its nature. lungs from returning to this cavity, and in a like manner, two others at the mouth of the venous artery, which allow the blood from the lungs to flow into the left cavity of the heart, precludes its return, and three at the mouth of the great artery, which suffer the blood to flow from the heart, but prevent whatever weights it feels. But if it be asked how it happens, the blood in the veins, flowing in this way continually into the heart, is not exhausted, and why the arteries do not become full, since all the blood which passes through the heart flows into them. I need only mention in reply what has been written by a physician of England, who has the honor of having broken the ice on the subject, and of having been the first to teach that there are many small passages at the extremities of the arteries through which the blood received by them from the heart passes into the small branches of the maze, whence it again returns to the heart, so that its course runs precisely to a perpetual circulation. Of this we have abundant proof in the ordinary experience of surgeons who, by binding the arm with a tie of moderate straightness above the part where they open the vein, cause the blood to flow more copiously than it would have done without any ligature. Whereas quite the contrary would happen were they to bind it below, that is, between the hand and the opening, or were to make the ligature above the opening very tight. For it is manifest that the tongue can moderately straighten while adequate to hinder the blood already in the arm turning towards the heart by the veins, cannot on that account prevent new blood from coming forward through the arteries, because these are situated below the veins, and their coverings, from their greater consistency, are more difficult to compress, and also that the blood, which comes from the heart, tends to pass through them to the hand with greater force than it does to return from the hand to the heart through the veins. And since the lava current escapes from the arm by the opening made in the veins, there must of necessity be certain passages below the ligature, that is, towards the extremities of the arm through which it could come thither from the arteries. This physician likewise abundantly establishes what he has advanced respecting the motion of the blood from the existence of certain pouches, so disposed in various places upon the course of the veins, in the matter of small valves, as not to permit the blood to pass from the middle of the body towards the extremities, but only to return from the extremities to the heart. And farther, from experience which shows that all the blood which is in the body may flow out of it in a very short time through a single artery that has been cut, and although this has been closely tied in an immediate neighborhood of the heart and cut between the heart and the ligature, so as to prevent the supposition that the blood flowing out of it could come from any other quarter than the heart. But there are many other circumstances which evince that what I have alleged is the true cause of the motion of the blood. Thus, in the first were as hot as glowing iron, it would not be capable of warming the feet and hands as at present, unless it continually sent thither new blood. We likewise perceive from this that the true use of respiration is to bring sufficient fresh air into the lungs, cause the blood which flows Peace.